Today on Life Talk.
When I come under attack, you're going to find me making a beeline for my Bible, and I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to saturate my mind in the Word of God, and I'm going to stand in the middle of that field, the field of the Word of God. That is the most strategic place of victory. Folks, Bible faith always stands on the authority of God's Word.
You're listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Thanks for allowing us to share this time with you. It's our favorite time of the day where we get to hang out together and hear about how the truth of God's Word can make a huge difference in your life. And that's exactly what we're going to hear from Pastor Jeff today. You may be stuck in traffic or even stuck in life. Either way, today's message is going to help you get on the right track as you learn how much God loves you right where you are. And if for any reason you have to break away before the end of the program, you can always catch it at our website. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you, lifetalkradio.us. So let's go ahead and get right into today's message. Here's Pastor Jeff to set it up for us.
If you've been a Christian for very long at all, it's no news to you that we Christians are in a spiritual battle. Paul the Apostle told young Timothy, "Fight the good fight of faith." He talked also about the weapons of our warfare and the invisible but real battlefield of the mind. He compared our faith to a mighty shield that deflects and renders Satan's fiery arrows harmless. Today we're going to look at the warfare we're in and explore how faith fights the battle. So grab your Bible and follow along as I share part two of the message, How Faith Fights.
I want to talk to you about how faith fights. I want you to get that concept and want you to think with me and let it go from here to here that faith fights. And I want to read to you out of 2 Timothy 4:7. It says only one quick verse. Let's read it together. It's one of my favorites. It's what all of us want to be able to say about our lives at the end of our lives. Amen? So let's read it together. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, usually when you hear the word faith, you think of somebody who has just put their trust in God. Well, there's somebody who just put their belief in God. They believe in God. When you hear the word faith, you go, they believe in God. And we don't usually equate faith with fighting. That's not what we think about when we hear about faith. We don't think about faith as something that fights. But faith is not only the means by which we're saved and go on to obtain the promises of God, but it's also a weapon by which we fight the good fight, a spiritual battle, and we gain the victory. Who is he and what is that that overcomes the world, John said? Even our faith. Now in Ephesians 6, Paul calls faith a shield. He gives us the famous armor of God, and he says, above all, you take the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, I want you to listen carefully to that verse. It's very powerful. It tells us something about the warfare that we're in. And some of you are in a battle today. You're in a battle in your home. You're in a battle in your marriage. You're in a battle with your children. You're in a battle over your finances. Some of you are in a real battle. And so I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to tell you today, out of God's word, how to win. How many of you want to win? Yeah. Amen. The greatest winner of all time is living inside of you. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. But listen to this. The shield of faith by which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, in the old days, the Bible days, we're told by archaeologists that when it came to ancient warfare, soldiers made spears that were tipped with flammable liquid. So they have this long spear with this sharp point, and it has been tipped with combustible liquid that they would light and then throw the spear. They would throw this spear, and if they threw it at a person, it not only wounded them, it burned them. But if they threw it at a dwelling, it not only struck the dwelling, but it set the dwelling on fire. And I want you to notice that this is how Paul describes the fiery spears or arrows shot at us by the devil. The idea behind the devil's attacks, the fiery darts that Paul talks about, is he will hurl them suddenly and unexpectedly. A temptation or an attack strikes us, And the devil has designed it not only to stick, but to set our souls on fire. That's the idea, to set our souls on fire. Your soul can be set on fire with lust, with fear, with unbelief, with hate. Look at our world today. Look at how much of our world has been set on fire by hate. How many people burn with hate. I want you to know, Holy Ghost heartburn comes from God. But the kind of fire I'm talking about here, the other kinds of fire, don't come from God. God doesn't light anybody on fire with hate or fear or unbelief or lust. He sets us on fire with holy zeal for the works of God and to know Jesus and to love him and to draw near to him and to press into him and to glorify him. But these other things that set our souls on fire come from the fiery darts. Amen. Satan lights that spear. Let me get this person right here on fire with hate. He throws it. And it strikes your mind. And not only does it stick in your mind, but it sets your soul on fire. And you start hating people. You start turning on people. You get bitter at people. And on it goes. How does faith fight and win? Well, I'm going to use a simple acronym today. I want you to say the word with me, SPY.
SPY.
SPY. Now, I'm going to use that acronym, and each of those letters is going to represent a powerful truth about spiritual warfare and how to win. Because, listen, Bible faith is fighting faith, and fighting faith is winning faith. He always leads us in victory in Jesus Christ. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are more than a conqueror through him that loved you. So God wants us to win, not lose. So I'm going to use that acronym, SPY, and here's what the letters stand for. Say them with me. Stand. Punch. Yield. So when you get into a battle, I want you to always remember this acronym. It's not if you get into a battle, it's when you get into a battle. Remember, SPY. I'm going to know how to stand, I'm going to know how to punch back, and I'm going to know how to yield. So let me deal with them one at a time. First, fighting faith, winning faith, always stands on the Word of God. It always stands on the authority of the Word of God. Did you know that in Ephesians 6, when Paul's talking about the armor of God, he uses the word stand 3 different times. That's how important it is. He says that you may be able to stand. Then he says, having done all, to stand. And then stand, therefore. So Paul pictures you and I in a spiritual battle. We are not knocked down. We are not on the mat. He pictures us standing. He's telling us what to do so that we are not knocked down and knocked out, but we remain standing and strong after the battle is over. Standing. Not shell-shocked, standing. Not down, standing. Not having been defeated, but having won the battle. Standing. When we station ourselves in the middle of God's Word, listen carefully to me. What field do you run to, and how do you position yourself in that field when you come under attack? Listen, when I come under attack, you're going to find me making a beeline for my Bible, and I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to saturate my mind in the Word of God, and I'm going to stand in the middle of that field, the field of the Word of God. That is the most strategic place of victory. Folks, Bible faith always stands on the authority of God's Word. Amen. Always. Always. Let me ask you a question. Where do you run when you get under attack? Can I tell you where not to run? Don't run to Oprah. Don't run to Dr. Phil. Amen. Run to the Word of God. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now, if you come here very much, I'm a broken record with this. I can't tell you how much I believe in going to the Word of God for victory. If that's what Jesus did, and that's what Paul did, he called the Word of God the sword of the Spirit. If that's what they used, it's good enough for me. So say with me, the first letter in SPY is S for stand. Stand on the Word of God. Now I'm going to come back to the Word of God in just a moment. So don't forget it. Kind of put it on the back burner. Let me go to the second one. The second letter in the word SPY is P, and that's for punch. Listen, Bible faith punches back. Bible faith punches back, pushes back. Not only does Paul use the word stand three times in Ephesians 6, but he uses another word that's kind of similar, withstand. Withstand. He says in Ephesians 6:13, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now, the evil day is the day of spiritual attack. Now, notice he used the word withstand. Three times he says stand, but here once he says withstand. Withstand is different from stand. Stand means you're in a defensive mode. You're standing there, somebody's coming at you, and you're defending yourself. But withstand means to oppose, to fight back, to resist, to push back against. We could say to punch back. Amen. Bible faith doesn't lay there and give up ground to the devil. Come on, everybody. No, no. God does not call Christians to lay down and allow the devil to beat up on you and you do nothing about it. Faith is not just passive belief. It doesn't just mean, well, yeah, I believe in God. Oh, yeah, I believe in God out there. Yeah, I believe in God out there. The Bible says the devils also believe and they tremble. No, no, that's not what we're talking about. Bible faith is active. There is an aggressive edge to Bible faith. It fights back, pushes back. It throws punches. The Bible says that with the blood of Jesus, he purchased you and me. So when the devil attacks you and me, he is attacking what is owned by Jesus Christ.
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment. But first, I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. First, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry, you can find the full program at our website, lifetalkradio.us, along with all the programs. Lastly, we get emails and calls every week from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we want to hear from you too, so let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111, or you can email us through our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us or call 877-884-3111. And now, let's go ahead and get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
Now, I came today to preach up Jesus and preach down the devil. Let me tell you something about the devil. Satan is always looking for a way to gain an advantage over us, to take back the ground that Jesus purchased with his blood. He knows he can't keep you out of heaven, so he's going to come and he's going to try to take land in your life. Listen to what the Bible says. Paul warned, don't give ground to the devil. What does that mean? How can I give ground to the devil? Because, listen, the word ground there is from a Greek word that means land or geography. We could even say real estate. And it's telling us, don't give up any part of your life to the devil's control or influence. Fight for your life and all of the ground of your life that makes up the field of your life. Fight for it with every inch of energy that you've got and don't let the devil have any of it. Paul says we're not ignorant of Satan's well thought out schemes. We're not ignorant about it. The devil can't keep us out of heaven, but he can try to gain a foothold in our finances, in our personal purity, in our time, in our relationships, all of those key areas that belong to Jesus, the devil will try to gain a foothold. And that's what every spiritual battle is about in our life. When the devil attacks us, he's there to gain a foothold. And when he does it, he's a squatter because he's taking property that doesn't belong to him. We read about these squatters, these people who go into houses when somebody goes on vacation and they break in and they go in there and they take over the house. And when the people come back, they won't give it to them. And we call them squatters. And you know what you got to do with a squatter? You got to kick them out because they're not going to leave on their own. And you know what our attitude needs to be, church? When the enemy attacks, you're not getting one square inch of my life. You're not getting one square inch of the field of my life. You're not getting my marriage. You're not getting my children. You're not getting me. You're not getting my mind. You're not getting my allegiance to Jesus. I'm here to take a stand. And not only am I going to take a stand on God's word, but I'm going to punch back with God's word. And we're going to have a fight. And I'm not quitting until you're running. Because the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. In what I like to call the showdown in the desert, Jesus didn't just sit there in the wilderness and let the devil beat up on him with temptations, did he?
No.
That's not what he did. He punched back with the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. When Satan tempted him to misuse God's power by turning stones into bread, Jesus punched back. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Satan came again and tempted him to commit presumptuous sin by intentionally placing himself in the dangerous situation of jumping off of the temple, and Jesus punched back, and he said, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Notice, he wasn't just laying there waiting for all the temptations to end. He said, you're a bully, and I don't let bullies beat on me. If you're gonna hit me, I'm gonna hit back. Folks, you got to hit back in spiritual warfare. You can't just sit there and say, well, this will end someday. Here, Satan is a bully. Have you ever noticed this about bullies? Bullies are great as long as you take it. Amen. But when you decide to not take it anymore and you kind of stand with Popeye and you say, that's all I can stand, I can't stand no more. And you punch back. Have you ever noticed that a bully says, hey, let's be good. It's all good. We're cool. See you later. Bullies don't like it when you punch back. Satan's a bully. He's the biggest bully in the universe. And he'll beat on you until you say, you know what, I'm done. I can't stand this anymore. I'm going to take a stand against you. When Satan tempted Jesus to fulfill his destiny illegitimately by bowing to evil, Jesus punched back. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Let me ask you today, are you standing on God's word in the middle of your battle? Are you standing in the middle of God's word? Are you saturating your mind in the word of God? Are you building yourself up in the faith in the middle of the battle? Are you hanging with people who pull you up instead of drag you down? That's how you punch back. You punch back by staying in prayer. You punch back by staying in the word. You punch back by going to church when you don't feel like it. You punch back. You punch back until the devil leaves you alone. And after three devastating punches, the devil gave up and left Jesus being beautifully defeated by our Lord. Amen. So faith stands on the word. Faith punches back with the word. And then there's the why in spy. Yield. Faith yields the battle to God. Bible faith always yields the battle to God. James said this, so submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Now notice something with me, church. Submitting precedes resisting. Let me tell you the truth about spiritual warfare. You will never defeat the devil until you're submitted to God. Amen. Submitting precedes resisting. Fighting faith has a battle posture, and it is submission to the Lordship of Christ. Without submission to God, you have no authority over the devil. Let me give you an example. If a soldier goes AWOL, let me tell you what happens. As soon as he says, I'm out of this army, I'm leaving, and I'm gonna go do my own thing. I'm gonna go where I want, when I want, and I'm coming out from under the authority of my commanding officer. As soon as he does that, he forfeits his right to fight. He gives up his battle gear. He gets out from under authority, and when he gets out from under authority, watch this, he has no more authority. When the enemy meets this soldier that's gone AWOL, they look behind him to see who's helping him. And there's nobody there because he's gone AWOL from the army. See, when we get out from under God, when we don't submit to God, we say, yeah, I believe in Jesus and I'm going to heaven. I've got a ticket to ride when the rapture comes. But I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm going to live my own way. And I'm going to kind of cherry pick what verses I want to obey and what ones I don't. And you get out from under being submitted to God. You don't know it, but you just gave up your ability to defeat the devil. The only way that you and I have the power of the army backing us is if we're submitted to the captain that sent us. And Jesus is called the captain of our salvation. That's a military term. That means we've got a captain in this battle, and his name is Jesus. And when we are submitted to him, then we've got the authority of him and from him everywhere we go. As long as I'm submitted to the captain that sent me, I have the authority of the captain everywhere that I go. When people come to me and they say, you know, Pastor Jeff, I'm really going through a major struggle. I'm really, really struggling. I'm under attack. You know, the devil has done this, that, and the other. My home's a wreck. My kids have gone crazy. My finances, we're in the middle of maybe a divorce. You know, I'm in a real battle. The first thing I want to know is this. Are you submitted to the Lordship of Jesus? Because anytime I've ever been in a major problem, the first thing I check is, am I submitted to the Lordship of Jesus? Submit to God. Then resist the devil. Then he will flee from you. Remember that old wagon wheel in the old westerns and the Indians, speaking of flying, flaming arrows, the wagon wheel, you had this big wheel and it's made of wood and there was the hub of the wheel and those wooden spokes went out from the hub and you would see the Indians that are coming against the cowboys, they would shoot those flaming arrows and they would hit that hub. And if the hub caught on fire, the whole wheel was in trouble because when the hub's on fire, it lights all the spokes. And as those spokes burn, the wheel collapses and the stagecoach falls and everybody in it is toast. Amen. The hub represents the Lordship of Christ. And every spoke coming out from the hub are the main issues of life, your finances, your relationships, your habits, your church life, your fellowship, what you think about, where your heart is, all those spokes come out from that hub. If the hub is on fire with the zeal of God, then every spoke is blessed. But if the hub is on fire with other things, and the Lordship of Christ, being submitted to God, is not a reality in all the areas of our life, then it affects every spoke going out from that hub. The wheel's in trouble, and ultimately the whole stagecoach, the whole life. Amen. So I ask you today, are you submitted to God? When I'm in trouble, first thing I do a spiritual check. Is every area of my life submitted to God? Amen. My finances, my walk with him, my relationships, is all of it submitted to God? And if I know the hub is good, I have all the confidence in the world that I'm going to gain the victory. Yeah. Because listen, a submitted life is a protected life. Yeah. A submitted life is a blessed life. Amen. A submitted life to the Lord is a favored life. I don't have time to mess around with the flesh. I want the glory of God, the peace of God, the power of God, the blessing of God, the favor of God everywhere I go. And I want to whip the devil. And so he says, are you yielded? Stand on the word, punch back with the word, yield to the God of the word. And as you do that and you resist the devil, he must flee. Come on, everybody. Wouldn't you love to see the devil running from you? I love that word, flee. He's not just walking away. He's running. Amen. Everybody say with me, spy. Next time you're in a battle, just spy it. Say, am I standing right? Am I punching back? And am I yielded? It's that simple. And the Bible says if those three things are good, you're going to win.
You've been listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. It would mean the world to us to know how the program has helped you today. So take a quick minute and give us a call at 877-884-3111 or you can connect with us at our website, lifetalkradio.us. And if you enjoy the program as much as we love bringing it to you, let us know by your generous support. It would really mean a lot to us. There are daily costs associated with the program, and we truly do depend on the faithful financial support of our listeners, like you, to allow us to be on this station. So please consider partnering with us today with your gifts to this ministry. Your valuable contribution makes a huge difference to us in helping to get the message of the gospel out to people everywhere. You can call us at 877-884-3111 or go to our website, lifetalkradio.us, and click on the Partner tab at the top of the homepage. Again, call 877-884-3111 or at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Thank you for your loyal partnership. Finally, Pastor Jeff is the founder and senior pastor of the vibrant Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're ever in the area, we hope you'll stop by and say hi and let us know that you listen to the program. Pastor Jeff would love to meet you personally, too. So till next time, have a great day, and thank you for listening to Life Talk.